At 6:06, it is partly clear, 69 degrees in Tulsa, a warm and muggy day across the region. We're expecting a high of 90. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, get ready for a stormy couple of days across Green Country. Forecasters warn of strong to severe thunderstorms over much of the region today and tomorrow, and some of the storms could contain tornadoes. Now, we will have bulletins at once from the National Weather Service here in Tulsa if that needs to be the case. An onset is not expected until this afternoon. You can check the weather anytime, day or night, on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Well, educators are expected to wage war against those state lawmakers who voted against educational funding for the state. Tulsa School Board member Dr. Lee Goodson says parents should do their homework before voting next month.
The primary is next month for the entire House of Representatives and half of the Senate, and so you really want to do your research on what the policies that are supported by those candidates.
She says parents in the Tulsa Public School District have been very active, but that's not been the case in western Oklahoma. The new end-of-year testing that is required for Oklahoma high school students to graduate has kept about 2,000 seniors from getting their diplomas, even though they've passed all of their classes. The class of 2012 is the first class required to meet the new requirements, which stipulate that students have to pass at least 4 of 7 end-of-year exams. Now, the Oklahoman reports that students who were denied their diplomas can appeal, but that process can take more than 2 months. The mild weather contributed to mosquito growth in Tulsa County this spring, but with a dry May, John Baker with the health department says the population could drop.
May is typically our wettest month, and we're way below normal on that right now. So if that trend continues or we get back into another dry spell like we've got last year, then we might actually see another reduction in the mosquito population.
The department is continuing to monitor mosquitoes and check for possible West Nile virus, although there were no cases in the county last year. The John Hope Franklin Center for Reconciliation hosts its third annual national symposium later this week.
This year's theme is the politics of reconciliation. It falls on the 91st anniversary of the Tulsa race riot. Symposium Advisory Committee Chair Hannibal Johnson explains the goal of the conference.
If we're fortunate, people will come to the symposium and become renewed and reinvigorated around the work that they are doing or would like to do in their communities around reconciliation issues.
The symposium will be tomorrow through Friday at the Hyatt downtown, and the keynote address, Thursday at 5:30 p.m. by the grandson of Mohandas Mahatma Gandhi, is free and open to the public. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
4 people drown at Oklahoma Lakes over the long holiday weekend. The Oklahoma Lake Patrol's trooper, Tony Richardson, says special boating classes are being offered.
They can go to our website, okboated.com. We try to teach about 2 of these safety classes a month at Bass Pro and Broken Arrow. They're free.
He says kids between 12 and 16 are required to take the class before they can operate a watercraft or boat. Our weather forecast, hot and muggy with thunderstorms developing this afternoon. A high today of 90. Tonight, those thunderstorms could be severe, down to 70 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, strong to severe thunderstorms again will be possible and a high of 85. National Weather Service radar shows the storms that blew through here overnight, now over into northwest Arkansas. It is partly clear at 610 and 69 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.